following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey there, Refuge Daily. This is Mike Rogers again with another Refuge Daily on a thankful Thursday. And I'm down here in Huntington Beach where I like to come and just relax. And sometimes I actually come down and get some exercise, believe it or not. I'll get out and I'll think about doing all kinds of exercise, but thinking about it and doing it is another thing, as you know. I like to walk. That's my favorite exercise, actually. That's one of my favorite exercises. There's lots of things to do here in Huntington Beach. You can surf if you want to. You can swim, obviously. You can run on the beach. There's lots of people who do that. You can run all over the place here. There's lots of people who do that as well. Ride bicycles, lots of things that you can do. And thinking about them things kind of brings me to a point of, I was thinking a lot about gifts lately and our actions with those gifts. So I got a couple questions for you. Maybe, and actually I think only you can answer these questions. This is something that really you know, but here's some questions for you. I won't hear your answers unless you tap me on the shoulder at church or something and want to tell me about it. But I'd be happy to hear all those things. But here's one: do you know what your gifts are? What your gifts are? The gifts that God has given you. Spiritual gifts. There's spiritual gifts. There's other gifts that God has given us that really relate to spirituality for the good of yourself as well as for others. Here's one, another question that really you can answer is, are you serving the Lord? Are you using those gifts in serving the Lord? So one of those things that I ask myself often, am I using the gifts that God has given me? In some cases I can say yes, in some cases I'm still considering that. I'm still wondering whether or not that is what God has for me to do. Chances are he does, and he likes us to exercise our gifts. There's lots of different ways that we can do it, and he gives us those abilities. Are we using those gifts that God has given us? And the scripture has quite a bit to say about that, and certainly the Apostle Paul has. When you think about gifts, many different kinds, many different ways, and it's not the type of gifts that you would give to your kids or your grandkids or your loved ones, any other loved ones, but you know, if you give them a gift and they don't use it, and you knew about that, then you might be a little discouraged. And I oftentimes wonder how God sees that, if he's discouraged when we're not using the gifts that he's given us. I think that it's pretty clear in scripture that he's expecting us to use those gifts that he's given us. But we have to know what they are. And so if we don't ask ourselves, what are those gifts that God has given us, then how do we know which ones that he wants us to use and seek his guidance on that? Well, Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, and I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. I like the way that it's put. It says, because of the privilege and the authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. So Paul's actually given us a warning when he's writing to the Roman church here. He says, don't think you are better than you really are. Well, that's pretty humbling, and we need to consider that. He says, be honest in your evaluation of yourselves. And that also tells me that we should be evaluating ourselves. We should be evaluating, what are we doing with our life? What are we using the things that are our abilities to glorify God? He says, but be honest in your evaluation of yourself, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. So now he's talking about the church, the body of Christ. We are many parts of one body. We are really, truly, there's only one God, so there's really only one church. Lots of denominations, lots of different names to fellowships and those kind of things, but we're really only one church, and there's really only one of Christ's body. Christ's body is the church. That's us. It's not the buildings. It's us, as I've shared with you before, and I'm sure that you've heard. So we're many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Wow. That says that we do belong to each other. We have a responsibility to each other, I think, is what he's saying, as the body of Christ, particularly, and to others. But it says, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. And I bet there's a lot of things that you do well. I bet that there's some things that maybe you don't do so well. But those things that you do well, we'll focus on for just a second. And the question is, are you doing them often? Are you doing them for God's glory? I ask myself that question quite a bit. And, not to try to be humble or anything, but there's times when I know I don't do a lot of things well, and those things kind of stand out to me. The things I do well don't always stand out to me, but seeking God's will in that and how He wants me to use that for His glory is something that I need to do probably more often than I do. And he says, if your gift is serving others, then serve them well. And some people certainly have that gift, serving others. If you're a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. And if it is giving, then give generously. If you have that ability to give, if God has blessed you with an abundance of whatever it is, it doesn't have to be monetary, but whatever it is, perhaps you have a lot of extra time on your hands. That's something that you can give that a lot of people don't have in service. And so that generosity, but certainly monetarily as well. If he's given you a lot, then why not give some of that to those who are in need, who have less? And so he says that about being generous. If God has given you leadership ability, then take the responsibility seriously. And that's something that I have learned in the years, that God has given me leadership responsibilities. I didn't always want to be a leader. I really haven't thought of myself necessarily as a leader early on in my life, but certainly he's given me a lot of opportunity to lead others, and so I do take that seriously, and I hope that you do too. I'm sure many of you do. But Paul has given us that clear direction on that. And he says, if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. And boy, I know a lot of people have shown kindness to me. And I've seen the kindness that others have shown to each other. I love to see that in the body of Christ, the kindness that people show each other. Just like, you know, I can only imagine the Lord looking down on us. And see, I'm a grandparent. I have wonderful grandchildren. And I just love all different ages. And I just love to see the older grandkids love on the younger ones, and the younger grandkids love on the older ones, and just being kind to them, sharing with them, sharing their gifts, sharing the things that they've gotten. I just love to see that. We also dislike it when we see that selfishness, right? We see that in our own kids. Sometimes it's a reflection of who we are. Sometimes, I mean, I have definitely lived a selfish life in the first 30 years of my life, and I've tried to change that around in these last 30 years. Paul also writes in Ephesians, I want to share with you, in chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, it says, now these are the gifts that Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord. See, that when we exercise those gifts, we become mature in the Lord. We learn more, we absorb more. Just being around other people, other believers in different walks of their life. And he continues on, he says, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Now we know that the bar for Jesus Christ is way up there. To be able to reach that is something that we have to work towards. And it's not about a works thing. It's not how our salvation is secure in what Jesus has done for us. But he set an example when we read the Gospels and we see what he has done. And even in the other epistles, we hear about more of what he has done in the apostles' lives. And we know that bar, that standard is set really, really high. But it's a blessing to have that goal, to be able to reach that. It's so important. And so measuring up to that standard of Christ, that should always be our standard. It shouldn't be we're looking at somebody else and say, hey, I want to be like that guy. We can enjoy the attributes of fellow believers, and we can say, yeah, I really like with how they do that or something like that. But our measurement should always be with Christ. That's where, because we'll fail each other from time to time. Our ability to hold that standard at all times is very, very challenging for us as human beings. But if we keep Jesus Christ as our focal point, then we're looking at in the right direction. Turn our eyes upon Jesus and look in His way. Then we will, and then it says, then we will no longer be immature like children. So we will mature as we reach for that standard of Jesus Christ. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind and sound that sounds like truth. I hear a lot of wind in the background. You hear the waves crashing, and yet we see that coming through the church all the time. There's new teachings and things like that. That come up and people are thinking, that's what Jesus wanted us to know, or that's something new. You know, if it's not in His Word, if we don't see it in the Book of Acts, if we're not seeing it in the Old Testament, you know, I just, that new stuff, it fades away. If you've been a Christian for any length of time, you see some of the stuff that comes in and the new teaching sounds good, tickles our ears, feels good maybe, but it's not the truth. And so we really have to be careful. But if we're mature, around mature Christians, if we spend time around, I in my early walk, I was so grateful. I was hooked up with a lot of older men that were in the probably 10, 15 years older than I am, and that just helped me. Even though our walks were, maybe they were new believers as well, there's just a certain maturity that I was able to glean off of and benefit from. So you can do that as well. So getting around other Christians while you're serving is a blessing, because you get to see. I remember going to a church in North Long Beach when my wife and I first started going back to church together, and everybody there was older than us. We were in our very early 30s, and everybody there was in their 60s, some 70s, even older. And those people came out to work. They were coming. If there was a church cleanup day, they were there. They did not waver in anything when it came to actually physically getting out and serving the Lord. And they served the Lord in many other ways as well. And sometimes you can do that just through prayer and many different other gifts that God may have given you. So it says, so we don't want to be influenced by people when they try to trick us and the lies are so clever, they sound like the truth, but instead, we want to speak the truth in love and growing in every way more and more like Christ, Paul says here, who is the head of the body of the church. And so it's Christ's body. The church is Christ's body. He's the head. That's where our focus should be. And he sets a great example for us. Paul goes on, he says, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. And I see that. I see that my wife and I attend worship at Refuge. Refuge is a place where you see so many volunteers. That place would not work without the volunteers. The pastoral staff and the other staff members do a wonderful job. They work together on things. They gel on things, and they see to it that things get done. When there's a need, they'll fill the gap. They're not concerned about the position and the title or the name. They go out and they do what they need to do to get the job done. And when we see that perfection of the body that Jesus Christ and Paul is Jesus Christ is teaching us, and Paul talks about here. And then he sums it up in this verse. He says, as each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts to grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So hopefully that will encourage you. I know I sometimes go a little bit long on these things, but there's just so much in God's Word that is encouraging, and I want to encourage you when it comes to your gifts, particularly those gifts that God has given you, to exercise them. Are you good at making cookies? Well, I can guarantee you there's people at church that would love to have some of those cookies. When there's fundraisers for missionaries, think about showing up for that. Look at that. You can contribute financially, but being willing to serve, to help set up, to help tear down. Every event seems to take some type of setup or tear down. There's so many different things that you can exercise your gifts with. I encourage you to look for those things that God has put in you, because He has given you some. There's no question about it in my mind that the Holy Spirit, when He entered into your life, He also brought some gifts to you that will be extremely, extremely helpful for the body of Christ to come together as one, because there is only one body, one Lord, one Jesus Christ, one God. And to be able to come together like that is such a beautiful thing when you see it happening. I get to see it. I get to experience it because I go to Refuge. If you go to Refuge, you've seen it, you experienced it. Hopefully you're a part of it. There's so many volunteers. If you're listening to this, you probably are one of those. So thank you for your help. Thank you for all that you do there, because it takes everybody to make it work, and it works so beautifully. But if there are gaps, you always see people stepping in, whether they're staff members, whether they're pastors. They're always exercising those gifts, and you have some gifts that maybe you should be asking yourself today, am I using those? Am I serving the Lord with those things that He has given me? So not to convict you, but to encourage you. I pray that that's the case for you today. And God bless you. Let me pray for you. Father, I just ask, God, that you're going to move in the hearts of those who might be hearing this, Lord, and in all the church body, all of your Christian brothers, sisters, sons and daughters. I just pray, Lord God, that you're going to encourage them and make clear to them what those gifts are and what your plan is for them with those gifts, and that they would be willing to get out there and exercise. And I pray this all in the name of your Son, to give Him glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, looks like it's time for me to get to exercising. And I could go jogging, but I could go surfing too, but I'm not probably even going to get wet today, except for my feet. I think I'll just go for a walk, because that's a gift that I enjoy. That's an exercise I can do, and I'm going to go do that right now. So God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life